B'tachon Falayv Shir 1801 Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Parshias Chukas Balak. Today's shir has been generously sponsored as a schos to be matzliach in B'tachon. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should be'ezra Hashem send them hatzlocha in their B'tachon la'irich yam tevim. We move on to the next level of B'tachon, a new level. And this level is very, very similar to previous levels, like we explained. As it gets higher and higher, the nuances are much, much more subtle. But at the same time, the difference is tremendous. Because a person who has real, intense bitachon and fully understands what the goal over here is, has a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the next level is sever. Now that is a very, very difficult word to translate because honestly in English, there's no real proper translation. But loosely translated, and we're going to give examples to help us understand what it is. The loose translation is expectation. You're looking towards a certain individual, you're focusing on somebody, and you expect that they should send you what you need. We're going to give a few examples. The Mefarshim brings some examples of where the word sever comes from. The famous one is in Ashrei, Ein Echoyel Elecha Yisaberun. The eyes of all creations are Yisaberun towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They look to the Rabbeinu Shalom with expectation that he should save them, he should give them what they need. That's really what sever is. So it's difficult to translate exactly in English, but as we elaborate on it, Be'ezer Hashem will get a better understanding of it. So it's higher than smicha. I'm not just leaning on the Rabbeinu Shalom for support. It's much, much more than that. I'm actually expecting. I'm standing there expecting the Rabbeinu Shalom's answer. I'm not waiting either. It's more than waiting. It's more than leaning. It's more than being dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's expecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send it to me. Much more of an intense, much more of a real feeling that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to solve my problem. And the perfect example are the creatures that are mentioned in Ashrei. Ein Echoyel Elecha Yisaberu. The eyes of all creations are turned to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They don't have cheshbonos, they don't have calculations. They turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom, they expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of them. That's what sever means. It's expectation for the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua.